Marking hymn number four. Hymn number four. Christ is the Savior of sinners. Christ is the Savior for me. Long I was chained in sin's darkness. Now by His grace I am free. Now I can say I am pardoned, happy and justified, free, saved by my blessed Redeemer. This is the Savior for me. Number four. Christ is the Savior of sinners. Christ is the Savior for me. To all I'm ashamed in sin's darkness. Now by His grace I am free. Savior of sinners. Savior of sinners like me. Shake His love for my ransom. This is the Savior for me. Now I can say I am pardoned, happy and justified, free, saved by my blessed Redeemer. This is the Savior for me. With me tonight, please, to the second epistle to the Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I tremble to read a verse like this and face the challenge of speaking from it. For it's a verse that I know I have never taken in and comprehended. And yet you know as you read it, I know as I read it, that there's a beauty in it. There's a depth of wonder in it that none of us can fully comprehend. But beloved, it's gloriously, it's wondrously true. And the soul of the apostle who wrote it was surely stirred to its depths as he wrote it. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Do you realize, do I realize, that this is the God with whom you and I have to do? God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Is it not a remarkable thing that the Word of God begins and ends with light and darkness being separated? In the very beginning of the Word of God, God looks down upon a scene that is clothed in darkness. And with the power that was His, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Oh, the remarkable beauty of the Word of God. Everything else in that first chapter of Genesis is spoken of as either being made or formed or created, except light. And God, in all the triumph of His being, says, "Let there be light," and there was light. You know, I really believe that the scientists would have made a great point of it if the word created or formed or made had been used in connection with the existence of light. But God says, "Let there be," and there was. And there's no room for argument. Of course, the atheist will reject it, I know. But I trust I'm speaking tonight to those who look upon this book and accept it as the Word of God. And it's a marvelous and a beautiful thing to see that at the very beginning of recorded history, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God separated the light from the darkness. And we turn over all those intervening pages of history and we find at the very end that there is that eternal separation of light from darkness. Did you know that every one of us, every boy, every girl, every young person, everyone in this company, every one of Adam's race is going to spend eternity, an endless eternity, either in the glorious light of God's own home or in outer darkness. What about it, my friend? Outer darkness? Is there anything very interesting, very attractive about that? Is there anything to be mocked at the sound of outer darkness for eternity? God's Word begins with the separation of light from darkness, and God's Word ends with the separation of light from darkness forever. And I say again, as I look into your faces, that you and I, every one of us, will spend eternity, in darkness or in light. Thank God I know my destiny. Thank God, although at one time I was on the broad road that led downward to darkness and to the lake of fire, I stand here tonight redeemed with the precious blood of Christ on my way home to meet the one who loved me, who died to redeem me, who waits to welcome me to those courts of light and gladness. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts. Oh, how glad we are to read such words as these. Shine in our hearts. When the light of God shone into this heart of mine, do you know what was discovered there? God tells us what's in this heart. God tells us that as in water faith answereth to faith, so the heart of man to man. God tells us that there is no difference, for all have sinned. God tells us all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Now this to me is very solemn, my friend, for it means that although you may have been invited to come here and sit in a gospel meeting for 1 hour and then return home again and hope that that's all there is to it, I wish to remind you that you're going to have to meet God. You must and you will meet God. The day is appointed and cannot be avoided when you will meet the very God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. And I wish to say that I believe that it's very kind, very loving on God's part to tell you, to tell me ahead of time what the light of his eye has seen in your heart and mine long before that day when we stand before him. Oh, what a tragedy to stand in that day and to discover for the first time that a record has been kept of our lives. You and I ought to know it already by the language of the Word of God. I say that there is, in God's keeping, an unabridged record of every human life. That's a solemn thing to think about. I remember one time I was standing in the Supreme Court up in Canada. I was called upon to testify in connection with an accident case. And the man whose veracity was being investigated was standing there. And the judge was listening to what he was saying, was listening to those who were testifying. And once in a while, the judge would pick up his pen and write something down in a book. And I was standing beside him. And I glanced over and saw that he had there a blank book. And in it, I suppose, he was writing down his judgment of this case that was being considered. Writing down what he felt to be truth, not error, in connection with the witnesses who were testifying. And as I glanced over and saw those